Perhaps the most beloved Christmas verse in the Bible is Luke 2:11. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For unto you." It was for you. For you. Hank said in the drama, "It seems like the whole story from Christmas to Calvary is just for me." It doesn't just seem like it. It was. It was for you. Perhaps you have gifts under the Christmas tree. How many of you wrap up gifts and put them under the tree? All right. Sometimes those gifts don't appear till Christmas Eve, but sometimes they appear earlier. In our family, when my kids were little, we used to wrap up the gifts a few weeks ahead of time and put them under the tree. My wife said, "It just seems more like Christmas to have the gifts under the tree." Well, those little rascals, they'd get in there when they were little, and they'd look and see the tags, and, "That one's for me. That big one's for you," you know, and they'd know exactly who was getting every one of those wrapped gifts. Well, then the next year, they knew that, plus they'd get over when we weren't home and shake them, you know, and figure out what was in them. And they had figured out just about every single gift before Christmas morning. And I was like, "Wait a minute, something's wrong here." So the next year, I outsmarted them. The next year, I made up this little code, and I put 3-digit numbers on every gift. And the middle number was the number of the kid. You know, the middle number 1 was the first kid. If the middle number was 2, it was the second. And they didn't know this. And then I had some other gifts for other relatives, so I had higher middle numbers besides the kid's number. There's no way they could figure it out. Before Christmas, there was no way that they would know which gift was for them until I told them. Now, it's pretty interesting. This year, my second son, Josh, was wrapping up some gifts, and he said, "I'm going to use number codes this year." And so he brought back the tradition this year. But anyway, they had no idea what gifts were for them until I told them. Folks, some people have no idea that the gift of Jesus Christ was for them. And there's no way they're going to know unless we tell them. The shepherds made known abroad the saying that Christ had come. Christ had come for you. For you. Think about this. For you, He left the glories of heaven. For you, He took on human form. For you, He was born in that humble stable. For you, He suffered hunger, cold, sadness, all the feelings of human experience. He went through that for you. For you. For you, He was subject to temptation. Think about this. The one, the God, the one who was God, totally separate from sin, totally disgusted by sin, had to endure the pull of temptation toward that disgusting sin. And He went through that for you. And for me. For you, He was mocked with a purple robe, and they stuck a scepter, reed in His hand to pretend that it was a king's scepter. And they put on His head that crown of thorns and crammed it into His head and mocked Him. And it was for you. For you, He was spit upon. For you, He was beaten with a cat and nine tails. For you, He carried that rugged cross up Golgotha's hill to Mount Calvary. For you, He hung suspended between heaven and earth in utter shame. For you. For you, He experienced the incredible pain of the crucifixion. For you, He allowed the soldiers to nail His hands into the wood and His feet into that old rugged cross. For you, He took on Himself the sins of all mankind, my sin and your sin. He did it for you. For you, He had His Father turn His back on Him. And He cried out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" It was for you. And it was for me. For you, He was buried in a borrowed tomb. But for you, He rose again that third day, triumphant over sin, triumphant over the grave, to be our Savior. You know, some people are worshiping false gods today. But I got to tell you, Muhammad died and was buried, and he's still dead. But Jesus died and was buried, and He rose again. And that's how we know that this is the true religion from the Bible and that Jesus is the true Savior. But folks, He did it for you. The whole story from Christmas to Calvary was for you. This is God's gift to you. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." This is God's gift for you, eternal life, available only through Jesus Christ and Him alone. Will you receive that gift, or will you reject it? Sometimes it's humbling at Christmas time when somebody gives you a gift and you aren't expecting it, and you didn't have a gift to give them back in return. Isn't that embarrassing a little bit? And it's kind of humbling. You say, "Oh, no, no, no." But the right thing to do is just accept it, right? It's the same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing we can give back in return. Our good deeds can't get us to heaven. Our church membership, our baptism, confirmation, any of those things that people say are good works, none of those good works can get us to heaven. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. We've got to come to the point in our life when we say, "Okay, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve heaven. But Jesus, You died for me, and I'll receive that gift. I'll humbly accept it. I can't pay for it, or it wouldn't be a gift. But I'll humbly accept Jesus as my Savior." Will you accept that gift today, or will you reject it?